It's all over here at the Boxall Athletic Grounds, and it's Scotstown who will meet holders Glen in the Ulster Club Championship final after coming through this gripping extra time thriller. They're just that little bit extra in the absorbing, energy sapping moments to edge out the Tyrone champions and reach a first decider since 2018. Jack McCarron and Shane Carey converted a late freeze to swing the tie in favour of the Monaghan champions. They were deadlocked on 7 occasions, level at 13 points to 110 at the end of normal time. Following injury time drama, which saw Trillick's lead point cancelled out by an equaliser from the recently adorned All-Star Conor McCarthy. It was a 0-6 to 1-4 in favour of Trillick at the end of the first half. Scotstown leading for most of that half, but a late salvo from Shawnee O'Donnell, who scored a goal in the point inside the space of 30 seconds, including a stoppage time goal to give Trillick that narrow edge against the wind-assisted Scotstown. And again, point for point in the second half, Michael McCarville, Matty Maguire, and Kieran Hughes on target for Scotstown, and Trillick, well, Ryan Gray, Lee Brennan, and James Garrity all on target. And it was McCarthy who popped up with that late equaliser after Lee Brennan had converted a 45 later on. So 13 points to 110 at the end of normal time into extra time. I went with more drama to follow. It was McCarthy who circled for it was Kieran Hughes, in fact, who sliced over a long range point following brilliant work by his brother Darren. Rory Brennan cancelled that one out for Trillick, but Jack McCarron's free sent Scotstown in with a narrow lead midway through extra time, and well, level again for the seventh time through Lee Brennan, but vital scores from free kicks from Jack McCarron and Shane Carey, well, that did the job for Monaghan, and they held on for the narrowest of wins and the place in the final against Glen in 2 weeks' time. So final score from the Athletic Grounds, Scotstown 17 points, Trillick 113.